they're coming up, I'm just going to talk to you real quick. We had a wonderful 8-week summer enrichment program. During that time, we had 8 weeks of academics. We had phonics, math, science, social studies, Spanish, and we had a Spanish fiesta. The children made a lot of wonderful things, maracas, rain sticks, and they made all kinds of other things during the summer. Because of Mr. Tim Frank, Brother Tim Frank and Molly, they planted a garden, they learned to do pickles, and it was just a wonderful summer. So we're going to have the children of Riversong. This is their first time. Give them a hand clap. Sit on Miss Debbie. Go ahead and sit on Miss Debbie. Let them sit right on. Pick them up. Yes, you sit up here and hold him. Just sit. Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Mm-hmm. Molly, she has her nephew with them. Can you go over there and sit with them? Okay, Jacob. Okay, by whatever means possible, it may not look like it should look, but we are going to have a wonderful time. Okay, teachers, let's get going. Okay, if I can have Emma come forward, Emma Plummer. Come here, Emma. You can do it, babe.
Hello.
Welcome to our program.
Say it again. Say it real loud. Say, welcome to our program.
Welcome to our program.
Thank you. Okay, go ahead, begin.
Bye.
lots of room. It's a big, big table with lots and lots of food. It's a big backyard and we can play football. It's a big, big house. It's my brother's house. Come and go with me to my brother's house. Come and go with me to my brother's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. Lots and lots of food. It's a big backyard
and we can play football.
It's a big, big house. It's my father's house.
Come.
The whole globe in our hands.
We got North and South America
in our hands.
We got Europe, Asia, Africa
in our hands.
We got Australia and Antarctica
in our hands. We got the whole globe in our hands.
We got the whole globe.
Loves me.
Yeah.
The children learned so many wonderful things during the summer. This was just a small piece of it. We knew that they would be nervous, but I think they did a tremendous job. Give them another hand clap. Sister Wanda, we called her just on a dime, and she said, sure, I'll do it. So let's give her a hand clap for helping us out.
I have some certificates for the children. Dorian. Dorian is going off to kindergarten this year, and we are truly going to miss you. Isabel Grimes.
Woohoo!
Aliana Hardy.
Woohoo!
Carolyn Sola. I'd like to thank the two school-age children that was here with us, helping us out. Thank you.
Our children came in this summer, and one of the things that I kept getting phone calls, especially with our older children, as the parents were bringing them into the program. And so the thing that they kept asking me is, do you think my child is going to be accepted? Do you think my child will be loved? That was a big theme with the older children coming into the program. The parents were afraid of acceptance. And so one of the themes that we chose in our chapel services, every single solitary day that we had chapel, we chose love. We chose to speak about love. Because one of the things is children come into the world already loving. They trust. They have love. They give everybody hugs. There's nothing wrong with loving. It's when love is tainted that things change. It's when love has gone through some things, because love is simple. And how do we overlook the love of Christ? I'm not sure, except perhaps we compare it to our own personal love. And oftentimes love is mishandled and is abusive. And so this summer what we did is we talked about the love of God through parables. We dealt with the story of the prodigal son, a father that went after his son. And his son came, and he was kind of heady, and he was kind of a big shot. And he said, Dad, give me everything that you owe me. I want the money. I want my inheritance. I want everything. And then all of a sudden, this son went out with all the money of his father to spend the money the way he wanted to spend it. He spent the money, the Bible says, in rowdiest living. In everyday English, he just wasted the money. And he found people that were willing to party with him because he had money. He found people that were willing to hang out with him and do all the wonderful things. But then, unfortunately, like life, when he could no longer give, when there was no longer any money, then the friends were gone. And it left this gentleman. And Luke, the 15th chapter, it left him wondering, what should I do? You see, he had no more friends. He had no more money. He didn't have the ability to eat. boring. And he looked around and all the friends were gone. And then came an issue. Where do I go? So pride stepped in first. And he says, I'm not going back to my father's house, because if I go there, I have to apologize. So he said, I'll join myself to another whole group of people. And there, I'll live with them, I'll eat with them, I'll do what they do. The only problem is those people offered him what the pigs eat. They said, this is where you can be. You can feed our pigs, you can eat what our pigs eat. And then as he was sitting there and he saw the slop, and I know just a little bit about slop. And the only reason why is because one summer we went to visit our grandparents in Georgia, and they had a farm when I was a little girl. And I remember going out where the pigs were and just seeing the slop. And it was a mixture of a whole bunch of junk all mixed together, old food, everything. And I can imagine him sitting there. The reason why I work with children is because I have a very vivid imagination. And I can imagine sitting there and looking at that yucky stuff and saying, you know what, I don't care what I have to do. I'm going home and tell my dad I am sorry because I don't have to eat this at my dad's house. So he started down the road. And just like you and I, if we had done something wrong, as he started down the road, he started down the road getting his lines together. You know, when you do something wrong, I don't know about you, but there was quite a few of us. And what we used to do, all nine of us, when we got in trouble, was we would get our lie together or our lines together before we got to the house, because we were already in trouble. My dad was already going to get us. We were going to get a whooping. See, some of you don't know anything about that, but I can tell you stories. So we were already going to get it. But what we would do is trade off how we were going to work this out. But you know what? Midway there, he stopped. Something happened to him, a transformation. And midway there, he said, you know what? Forget it. I'm going to my father, and I'm telling my father, I was wrong. I sinned against heaven, I sinned against you, and all I want to do is make my life right in your presence. And so I don't care about all the other stuff. And when he got to his father's house, the Bible says before he could even get there, the father looked out the window and saw him. And the Bible says that the father ran to meet him. When I was a little girl growing up in the church, they said, if you make one step, he'll make two. That's sort of where they got that from. It's not exactly scriptural. But you can say this, and you will be found in the scripture. If you make one step, he'll run to meet you. And he ran to meet his son. And when he ran to meet his son, he grabbed his son, and he kissed his son, and he hugged his son, and he said, welcome home. And the son began to repent. Father, I am so sorry. And he wanted to tell the father all the things. I'll just be your servant. I don't have to be a son again. And the father looked at him and he said to his servant, go kill the fatted calf. That fatted calf is a representation of my son is home and we're throwing a big party and everything I have still belongs to my son. Go start the celebration. And then he said, give him the ring on his finger. In Old Testament time, that ring was called a signet ring. And the ring was placed upon his finger, and it meant that you belong to this family. So we have some families here today, the Grimes, the Hardys, we have the Turners, we have the Wallace family, and we have other families here. So what that simply meant is that they would have given him the ring of the Grimes family and said, now you're a Grime again. You're one of the Grimes. See, We forget about how loving our Heavenly Father really is. We walk away or we say, I can do this thing all on earth, all by myself. I don't need anybody to help me. But on a daily basis, we don't realize how wonderful our God really is. breath of life into us. Let me tell you something. There are people, we think we have the best alarm clocks in the world, but there are people this morning that their alarm clock is still ringing and they're not going to get up because they have passed from life to death. But it's because God, when the alarm clock goes off, he decides to breathe the breath of life into you. And that's when life takes place. The Father, so wonderful, he says, come on home. He takes him in. He makes him part of the family. They throw a giant party, and he's home again. Why would I talk about being home again? Well, I'm reminded of just one time, and I'm almost done, just one time that I've watched. I'm not a police story watcher for this reason. I grew up in the inner city of New York, and really the streets was enough life for me to see that when I watch those programs, it's just too real, and so I don't watch them. I watch other things on television because I could look out my window on any given day and see a drug bust. I could look out my window and I think of something that was always comical to me. The cable people would come and turn off the cable, and then I'd watch a guy go up the pole and turn his cable back on 5 minutes after the truck drove away. And, you know, those things were very real where I lived. And so I didn't watch them, but one day I was watching one of the police stories on television, and a gunman had several hostages, and he made the usual demand. I want money, I want a plane, I want a car, or a car, I want safe passage. And of course he gave them a ridiculous amount of time to do all of those things. You got 2 hours. And as the police scrambled and they did all of their things on television and they kept talking to him, one police officer stepped forward and he said, may I please talk to him? And finally his boss said, everybody else has, go ahead. And the police officer said, give me your hostages and take me as a hostage. And when you're watching television and there's a lot of children, you hear a lot of things. Are they stupid? If they take that one police officer, who do they have? Well, you see, the gunman recognized the value of that one police officer. So he said, I will release all the hostages and I will take that one police officer as ransom for all of the people. In Mark 10:45, and this is what I'm ending with, it says, for even the Son of Man did not come to serve. He did not come to be served, excuse me, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many people. I'm one of the people that he gave his life a ransom for. You see, I grew up in the city of New York. I grew up in the streets. I was homeless. Many things happened to me that shouldn't have happened to a young girl. Many people decided to do a lot of things to me that they shouldn't have done. But my Jesus came in. And at a very young age, my life was turned around to Jesus Christ. I asked him, I said, I don't understand how you can do this for me. He says, but I'm giving my life for you, Robin. I give it to you as a ransom. I will pay the debt that you owe. And let me explain something. We owe a debt. The debt that we owe is for the sin that we have done. But our God is so loving and so kind that he walks in and he says, I will pay the debt. He paid the debt for me. I accepted him into my life. My life changed. He took what others had given up on and he changed it. And he delivered it. And he ministered to it. He took a family that everyone had given up on and he changed them. And I want to tell you something. On a daily basis, he is still doing a work in me. I stand today and say, he paid a debt he did not owe, and I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. But now I sing a brand new song. And the song I sing is that he paid that debt for me. Today, he paid a debt for each of you. And the choice is, you can be like the man that was yelling for all the different things. Or you can recognize that he paid the ransom and your life can forever change. My prayer for you today is that each of you would come to a place where you recognize, though you're wonderful, though you're marvelous, though you have great jobs, though you have wonderful money, though you have achieved and all of your goals are still achieving, that you need a Savior. And our Savior is here, and he wants to be a part of your life. And can you still live life as usual? Yes. You can still be doctors, lawyers, engineers, in the military, police officers. You can still be anything you want to be. But here's the thing. You have someone that is with you 24 hours a day that never leaves you. He walks with me. He talks with me. And he is there when I cannot be other places. And my life is forever changed. Let me introduce you to Jesus Christ. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you are here today and you say, I really would like to change my life, I'd like to pray with you. I'm going to ask you to come up. And if you are here today and you say, I just want prayer. I'm not sure I want to dedicate my life, but I would like prayer. I would like that opportunity to pray with you also. So please come up now. This is the opportunity that we can pray. Just come up and stand, and I'm going to ask Pastor Mike and Brother Tim and others to come up to pray with them. Christina McComber, come up to pray with people and her husband. And let's just pray with people. If you're here and you have gone through some things and you're saying, I just want the hurt to stop, we'd like to pray with you. We'd like to see God touch and minister to your life.
There are a couple things that are going on. First of all, as Minister Robin was saying, if you're not sure that you ever made that commitment to Jesus Christ, well, why not today? Today's a perfectly good day. The sun is shining. We have a beautiful morning. He wants to come alongside you and help you with the things that you're struggling with. Next, if, as Minister Robin was saying, that there's just some brokenness in you, there's just some pain, there's just some things that you just can't get over, maybe it's unforgiveness, then we're here to pray with you today. Finally, we believe in a God who heals, who can heal emotionally and who can heal physically. So if you have some physical pain that's going on with you, well, why don't you come forward? Of course, you're here in the house of God with your brothers and sisters. There's no point in leaving. If you came in pain, there's no point in leaving with pain. You can leave stuff at the altar. Might as well leave that. Okay, so the altar is open. If any of these things speak to you, we invite you to come forward that we might serve you. I'm going to ask that you all stand. Let's go before the Lord together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, that gift of salvation. We thank you that you are Lord who wants to restore us.